This is Ozarks at Large. The Middleton grammarian Catherine Schultz is with me on my front porch. We're recording these during social distancing. We're more than 6 feet apart. And we're fortunate that we're recording this on one of the best days.
A beautiful day. Yeah. It should, the skies should open up with horrible rain any moment it did last night.
Yes. All right. What are we talking about today?
I think both you and I have an ear for good grammar. I got mine from my mom and her family of lawyers, for whom wordsmithry was a part of everyday practice. Where'd you get yours?
I would say you have two good ears, and I have one. I would credit elementary school teachers, Mrs. Hogle, who I had for both third and fourth grade, my mom, who was a elementary school teacher's aide. Mm-hmm. So just along the way.
Yeah. Well, I think some of it has to do with our age, although I'm much older than you, but just...
I mean, newscasters, when we were growing up, there were like two or three. There was Cronkite, there was John Chancellor, and it was a big thing to use,
correct grammar, yeah.
A native Arkansan, Dizzy Dean, who was an amazing baseball player in the 30s, later became a sports announcer on NBC Game of the Week. He was the color guy. And he would get so many angry letters from English teachers because he would say the player slud into second base. And my first grade teacher, Mrs. Mooney, just thought it was horrible that he would say those things.
Well, one of our dear late friends was brilliant, Mike Galton.
Oh, yes.
And he was the governor's press secretary. He worked for President Clinton in a couple of agencies. Departments.
Yeah.
Phi Beta Kappa, just as smart as they come. And he always said, "We was."
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm sure he never wrote it.
Right.
But he always said we was.
Where'd he grow up, do you know?
Ashdown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think he hung on to it because he loved hanging on to those roots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend who I won't mention in college, whip smart, scientist now, and he would say we was going to the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We was. Yeah, I think it's a
But I think it's the same thing. He was from North Central Arkansas, and I think he liked hanging on to that part of...
Okay, so given the fortunate background we have, I'm going to give you a rare form of some irregular verbs that will assault your ear.
All right.
But which actually have valid grammatical uses.
Okay. Okay.
These words might call to memory the discussion we had recently about regular and irregular verbs, the problem being how to grammatically change an irregular verb to past tense. Regular verbs just add ED. That's what all of these did, but can an irregular verb simultaneously be a regular verb? So here we go.
This blew my mind. Okay.
What's the past tense of the irregular verb fly?
Flew.
Mm-hmm. How about flied?
Well, in baseball, the batter flied out.
That's right.
And is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
We always say it.
Yeah.
He flew out.
But
I mean, you sometimes flew, hear that.
You would imagine him sprouting wings and taking off, right?
Yes, that's right.
Some of my neighbors are just getting around to taking down the lights they hung last December, or should I say hanged?
Lights would be... See... If it's a person, it's one thing, right? If it's capital punishment, then he was, I'm going to get it wrong, he was hung, the lights were hanged?
No.
Oh.
He was hanged.
He was hanged.
The lights were hung. Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
That reminds me of the something were hung, the...
Something the
were hung
song?
By the chimney with the... I forget what it is.
Yeah, it's, well,
there's
it's
a lot of hanging in
it's
Christmas.
Spring. We don't...
right. It's not something I do very often these days, but what if I told you I leaved the house this morning?
Is that a word?
It's not correct in that sense.
Okay, but leaved, so is...
How would you use it correctly?
Is that something in baking or something?
In what?
In baking?
No.
To leave in the... I don't know.
I haven't done that yet, if it is. Leaved is having a leaf.
Huh? What do you mean?
Like mainly used in combination with another word to form adjectives.
Okay, like the tree leafed out. No, that's
leafed
out.
describing the number, form, or color, such as three-leaved. Be careful if it's a three-leaved plant, right?
Yeah, poison ivy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Composite-leaved or red-leaved.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I did have to retake botany in college, I will tell you that.
I'm not sure they would address it.
All right.
Okay, this one is new to me, probably because I don't watch tennis on TV.
Oh.
Chris Everett letted three consecutive serves.
Yeah, so a let is when you serve and the ball hits the top of the net but still goes over. So it's not a fault, but it's a let.
Mm-hmm. In all the references I saw online, I never saw the specific reference to the past tense of let, which, of course, in standard English is yesterday I
let.
Let.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one
let,
of those.
Let.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And so every reference I saw used the term, the tennis term let, in past tense as let. But this example used leaded. So I don't know whether it's... Oh, and I did see it missed leaded used, listed as archaic, probably.
Yeah, and I think usually you kind of work around it by saying, remember, this game started with a let serve.
Yeah.
You use it as an adjective.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Kyle, Quasimodo's job was to ring the cathedral bell.
Right.
How would you say it if you were saying he did it yesterday?
He rang the bell.
Okay. What about the word ringed? Does it have a legitimate use?
Well, the dirt ringed the tub.
Yeah.
Right?
To encircle.
Yeah.
Right. I'd be willing to bet that someone who has written a southern-based novel has had his backwood protagonist say that he spitted on someone.
Spitted.
And what would really be the past tense of spit?
Spat.
Right.
But what is spitted?
But if you had a big old raw pig and a keg of beer on a hot summer day...
If you've got the pig on the rotisserie or whatever, on the spit, it's been spitted?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. I mean, it's
never
come
up. Well,
I mean,
what else would you say? You wouldn't say spat.
I guess. I mean, so what'd you do last weekend? We spitted a pig?
Yeah.
I think most people would say we roasted a pig, or but spitted would work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Because you could roast it in different ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But if you spit a pig,
I
it's a certain way.
I roasted a pig
way.
On a spit would probably be what you'd want to say.
Okay.
Kyle, I hope it won't be long before we'll have a COVID-19 vaccine and we'll hear medical folks warn us, now just a little stick, and it'll probably hurt like all get-off.
Yes.
What if you wanted to use that word as a verb in the past tense, as in putting ED on stick?
Sticked. I don't know. Sticked?
I never heard this.
Okay.
The farmer sticked the vines so they would grow straight. I know what it is hearing that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense now.
Poke sticks in the ground and so the vines.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I like better than spitted.
Again, my research didn't turn up an example of the word being used that way, but it's clear what it means. And stuck wouldn't work.
No, not at all.
Finally, Kyle, one that gives me trouble because I just really don't like the correct past tense of the word. The stars will shine tonight. What did they do last night?
They shone.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Really?
I mean, it's just stupid that I don't. I mean, Grammar Girl says that the verb shine has two past tense forms, shined and shone.
Okay.
Some, but not all, sources recommend using shined when the verb has an object and shone when it does not. So the stars shone last night, or would you say shined?
Well, you know what? When I think about it, I think I would say stars shone, but if you said that the neighbor's child in the play, the school play, I think I would say maybe shined.
Yeah, yeah.
But stars, I always think shone or a light or something.
Yeah. Well, it really has to do with whether there's an object.
Okay.
And so Abby shined in the play last night.
Doesn't
have a direct object.
All right. Well, she's shown.
Yeah, she's shown.
All right.
That's why I don't like it.
I don't blame you.
But, of course, there's a time when only shined is correct.
Shined a shoe.
Yeah. Polish. Okay, final word, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
When might it be correct to use the word mouses?
Oh. I guess when you have two computers on your desk and each one has a mouse, so you have two mouses. It's not mice.
That has always bothered me, but I thought, it's got to be. It's not going to be mice.
Right. It makes sense because you're differentiating, because if you said you had two mice on your desk,
what if you had two live mice?
Well, then you have mice.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what I'm saying. If I go in to Timothy Dennis's office.
Oh, you mean differentiate between the rodent and the.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because if I go into my IT guy and I say I got two mice.
You were saying Tom and Jerry here, you know?
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. No. Okay. Our Milton grammarian is Catherine Schultz, who shone this week.